Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Kyle just asked me if I've ever had a migraine before. Yes, I have.
I haven't.
In your life?
See? I said that that's a little weird too. I mean, not, you're lucky, but I thought everybody at one point in time has had it at least once.
Yeah, how have we not given you one in 3 years of working here?
I mean,
don't get them started.
You've given me a lot of other things. Anxiety attacks, nearly broke my hand punching walls because I hate both of you so much.
Butterflies in your stomach?
No. No, that's nausea from being so sick and tired of seeing your faces every day. Okay. Yeah, that's about it.
Tomato, tomato. You know?
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato. You know that feeling.
Why do you ask?
One. Melissa asked me, and I didn't know.
Mel, you asked him if he had a migraine?
Well, she, if he's ever had one.
Why don't you ask me, Mel?
She was explaining, remember the other,
in here.
Remember the other week when she like was like, hey, I got to leave. I just threw up.
No?
Yeah. And we were like, okay. It was at the end of our show. So like we had finished everything. But yeah. Like she left like pretty abruptly. She's like, I got to leave. I just threw up. And then me and you were like, I wonder if she's hungover because she had an event last night.
Oh, wait. Was that the day
Vaughn was in.
Vaughn was in.
Yeah.
In studio. Yeah.
And she confessed to me, no, it was a migraine. And I said, were you drinking the night before? And she goes, no.
I didn't even have one drink.
I said, what about shots? And
no
she
shots.
Said, no shots.
Wait, I thought you said you took some shots.
No, I said I had gotten a burger and I thought, because the place is known for burgers, and I thought, could it be that? And I'm like, no, because I was super thirsty and the burger was fabulous and tasted
told
fine.
Me you had some shots that night.
I had zero. There's no way because I didn't have anything. Because I get dehydrated. When I get dehydrated, I get a headache. If I don't stay on top of it and I drink a lot of water and like immediately take an ibuprofen or a Tylenol,
yeah.
I have to, if I jump on it right away, I can alleviate it. But if I let it go and I let it go and I'm like, I'll see if it goes away on its own.
Alleviate
it doesn't.
It? Ibuprofen, alleviate
Right.
Was that on purpose?
Yep. No, but that's good. So anyway, yeah, I had a migraine.
What's your favorite ibuprofen pill?
Aleve?
Mm-hmm. I'm an Advil guy.
I've got an under the radar pick. Mm-hmm. And you can't find it in every store.
Generic?
I think they took it off the market for a while. Excedrin.
Excedrin's not ibuprofen.
What? Then what is it?
Acetaminophen.
Whoa, watch your mouth, young lady. This is a family podcast.
Sorry.
Melissa, keep it in your pants. What time for it?
Easy, Mel.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
Acetaminophen.
Melissa!
Oh, gross. Monica, our HR person? Yeah, I got something to report. Melissa's talking dirty to me again.
I know, I'm pretty sure it's acetaminophen. If it's not, it's something very close to it because Tylenol is acetaminophen. Ibuprofen is an
that combines acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
Melissa!
Stop.
How many times are you going to... We're going to have to bleep all of these out.
It's getting gross.
Aspirin.
Aspirin's an
And then my favorite, caffeine.
There you go.
I like it because Excedrin, it's like a little pick me up. You take the pill
because of
like,
the caffeine.
Wakes you up a little bit. My mom loves Excedrin.
Really?
Loves it. Oh my gosh. She'll pop some Excedrin if she's got a minor boo boo and she's like, I get so much work done.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Well, acetaminophen is a painkiller and ibuprofen is an anti-inflammatory.
Wait. Acetaminophen is a what?
I'm getting a migraine listening to this conversation.
Acetaminophen is a painkiller, and ibuprofen is an anti-inflammatory.
Melissa, you're just naming cocktails again.
Yeah, yeah. And a screwdriver. Yeah. So I have to, do I need to make a new pick? I know this is riveting.
I love that. We're going to hold you to this. You got to make the correct pick now.
I mean, it's got ibuprofen in it, essentially, right?
You didn't read ibuprofen.
Aspirin. What's aspirin?
Aspirin's something completely different.
Than ibuprofen?
Yes.
What?
Aspirin can, I believe, kill a little bit of pain.
How does anyone ever pass pharmacy school?
Aspirin is also a blood thinner.
So
blood,
what is the
blood thinner? I hardly know.
Okay, there he is. He's back in the combo.
Yeah, thanks for lightening it up.
Yeah, this is, hey guys, really riveting conversation that we're having on the podcast this week.
Listen, this is, everyone can relate to this because everyone takes ibuprofen.
No, I think everybody's annoyed that this is what we're going to spend.
And everyone has a favorite ibuprofen.
About.
Mine is still Excedrin, no matter what you try and tell me.
Okay.
Aspirin is ibuprofen.
You know my favorite pizza? No. Calzone. It's the same thing.
Okay, it's the same ingredients. If you're going to say the calzone, that Excedrin is the calzone of pizzas.
No, it's not.
It's got the same ingredients, except for caffeine.
Calzone was a great example there, by the way.
That was
no
a good
one's
example.
Gonna give me
that,
no,
no
one's going to give me the credit I deserve.
Ryan's the best producer in the business.
Oh, you're just saying that because it's hashtag Kyle's special week.
No, I'm saying that because it's your birthday tomorrow.
Hashtag Kyle special week. Thank you for bringing it up.
What have you been doing for special week?
Nothing crazy this year. Because we were in Mississippi.
Mississippi.
You have to say it like that?
The 4th. Yeah, you gotta. And then, so that was part of the trip. And then.
I thought you guys did something every single day leading
up to
your birthday.
We've gotten away from that just because our schedules, especially this year, have been so hectic with work. Mm-hmm. And we realized last year we did a lot of things and then it was Windy City Smokeout. And so it's I got weirdly burnt out from a week of you're doing fun things. But if you're doing something every single day, it's no, I kind of want to lay around and
You were training for the marathon too.
Yeah, and I was training. See, oh my God, can I just talk about
Kyle's
how happy I am that this year on Smokeout, I do not have to wake up at 5 in the morning to go for a 13-mile run.
That feeling inside you, take that and magnify it by 100 times, and that is the happiness Melissa and I have that you're not training for a marathon.
Yeah,
well, I'm about
to
be training for a marathon.
Okay, question. Is it really, really detrimental if you miss 2 days of training? Is it going to make that big of a difference?
No, but you don't want to miss.
Mel's thinking about training for a marathon. Yeah, he's like,
what
how many days can I miss and still run the marathon?
How many days?
2 days. I mean, come on.
Not so much, but it depends on what you're missing, though. If you're missing multiple long runs, then it doesn't help anything. If I missed 2 days during the week, it wouldn't be bad, but then it weighs on you a little bit of I got to get in a run and I got to do this. And it weighs on you a little bit more.
I just thought last year, this time, Kyle's special week, Windy City Smokeout, training for the marathon, you maybe could have given up running for a couple of days just to give yourself some peace of mind because it was so busy.
But at that point, though, you're in the groove of it. And with how my training started last year, because I was also on a trip last year when training technically started, so I had a late start to it. So I always felt I was trying to play catch up almost.
Well, you know, you could, you still go for the long runs and it's it's going to hurt and you're going to have pain, but pop a few Excedrin and you're good.
Oh, God.
What?
No. Or an Aleve.
I actually took Advil. I take Advil before my long runs.
So Advil over Tylenol?
Mm-hmm. It's in our house. Look, if I found Tylenol in my house, probably would use Tylenol. Okay. But instead, I always find the Advil first. So it's easy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But yeah, hashtag Kyle Special Week. Thanks for bringing it up.
Oh, wait. I got a topic for the podcast.
Oh, God.
It's better than ibuprofen. I promise.
That's a high bar.
Involve my mom. My mom just texted the family this week. I have been begging them for years to get a dog. My dad has been begging to get a dog.
Oh, my God. They did?
But they've been traveling so much.
Yeah.
That my mom's like, after this big trip, we're going to get one. And then they go on that big trip. And I'm like, you getting a dog? And she's like, no, because we're thinking about going on this big trip next. And I'm like, that's like a year away. And she's like, yeah, we'll go to it after. Because she's like, I don't want to board the dog. I don't want to, you know, get a dog sitter. I'm like,
that's fair.
You live in a neighborhood where, like, you could pay a teenager.
Yeah. Because I don't board dogs either. I'm not a big fan of that.
If you're in and out, though, and you have, like, a young dog, that, like, sucks.
But they take, like, one big trip a year.
They did take a few there,
but they go for
a
couple of weeks is what they do.
Yeah, that's
so tough. They're getting a dog.
Really?
All but and they're confirmed. Sure? All but confirmed. They sent us a photo of two little dogs.
Ooh, can we help decide?
Yeah. Well, so I think they already decided, but yes, I want you guys to weigh in. But even more so than the dog.
The name.
And let me tell you, my mom is off her rocker with the names that she has got. And these are, I've known that she's had this list of names for a long time because when we were trying to come up with a name for Blair.
Already. Oh,
when we were trying to come up with a name for Blair, my mom shared her dog name list to see if we could spark ideas or if we wanted to take any.
Oh, wow.
And let's just say we took none of them.
Uh-oh.
Mare loved the names on this list. I hated them. But here are the dogs. For those that can't see, they're like a...
They're one looks like Butch.
Little puppy. It does kind of look like Butch.
Oh my God, it looks exactly
right?
Like
what
Butch.
What kind of dog is Butch?
Cockapoo.
A cockapoo. So these are doodle.
Labradoodles? Golden doodles?
I think there's some sort of doodle.
Like well, Bernie. Bernie's
if they're Cocker Spaniel and Poodle, which is a doodle-ish, I don't know. It looks like a Cocker Spaniel, but it's hard to tell on the puppy picture.
My mom says, I am thinking Labradoodle.
Oh, so the one on the right is Bernie.
They are just puppies, 2.5 months old, from Missouri. Shout out, MIZ. And, Golden Doodle. Golden Doodle.
Golden,
black one is some sort of doodle. But anyway, so we're like, what are you going to name it? What are you going to name it? And she sent us a list of names that they are considering. Guys, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Ready.
I'm going to start out kind of normal and get weirder as we go on.
Okay. I already got an idea for you for a name. Oh, I'm saving it.
It's a girl dog. So they're going with Nikki. And that would be after her dad's name, Nicholas.
Okay.
Rest in peace. Palmer.
Okay.
Brighton.
These are like human names for sure.
Right. Piper.
Okay. I like that one.
Fallon. But the way she spelled it, it spelled fallen.
So just like Jimmy?
Yeah. That right?
Yeah.
Leno. Letterman. No, I'm getting on the last two. I'm getting on the last two. Aspen.
I actually don't hate that name.
I don't even know if my parents have ever been to Aspen. I think the Colorado Springs, maybe. Sydney. Reagan or Regan. I don't know which one.
They pick fans of Ronald?
Yeah. They love his acting.
Yeah. What did they do after?
And Bacall.
Bacall?
Bacall.
Isn't there an actress Bacall?
How is it spelled?
B-A-C-A-L-L.
Lauren Bacall. Is it Lauren Bacall?
Lauren Bacall. No, you're thinking of the Ghostbusters. Who are you going to Bacall?
No, Lauren Bacall, you're right.
Yeah. I wonder if she picked that from the actress.
I don't know where she got that name, but like, think about this. And this is my first thought when naming a dog. When you have to call the dog, come here, Bacall.
Yesterday.
Bacall.
Yeah, that's
Bacall.
Weird.
Yeah.
Come here, Bacall.
It does sound like a bird.
A little bit of
Bacall.
A southern accent is going to ruin that.
People are
going to
be walking by my parents' house thinking they're losing their minds.
Yeah.
Making chicken noises.
Yesterday, I met a dog, and it was a six-month-old puppy named Arugula. They call her Rugi.
See, now that's a cute...
Rugi's cute, but
Rugi's
Arugula...
cute.
I love it. I love
Arugula
the uniqueness.
Is a long
but
name.
But you don't always get... You don't... Butch is different. Most people give their dogs longer names. Burnham... With the full intention that we're most likely just calling her Bernie.
Well, that's us. We named our dog Marissa Cooper, and we call her Coop.
Yeah. And those are cute, but that's a salad. That's a lettuce. That's a...
Yeah, but like I think the uniqueness of it is a lot better than Bacall.
Well, I don't necessarily like Bacall either. I bet you that. You need to ask her if that's from the actress. I'm just curious.
What about...
But I like Piper and I like Sydney. But if I pick between those two, I like Piper.
Piper and Sydney. Oh my gosh, Mel. Piper and Sydney were the leaders amongst the family group text. And
what about Waffle?
Piper was the absolute favorite. But
it's
my mom was
name.
Hesitant to name it Piper because
Why?
She was like, Meredith told me that she wants to name the third if we ever have a third.
Yeah.
We're not... Don't. Let's not put the cart before the horse.
You keep saying this?
Makes me think maybe he's covering something up.
Yes.
I'll tell you this. I'll let you in on this. Meredith has talked openly about having a third, which tells me, because like when she was pregnant, we weren't even thinking it. We weren't even talking about it. So now that she's talking openly about it, makes me think, hey.
Maybe.
It is a possibility.
And Piper's on the list of names?
Well, yeah. Mary's like, I like the name Piper for if we have a third. And I was like, I don't. And if you recall, I have full naming rights for the third baby since Meredith essentially picked our two first kids' names.
You know what, Kyle?
What?
What's that?
There is no way that if they have a third kid, Meredith is going to let him name that third baby.
Not a chance. You know why? Because I'm naming it Bacall. Bacall!
After Lauren Bacall?
Yeah.
We already know the third one's name is Piper.
Yeah.
I'm naming it acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
Okay,
stop
Melissa, don't
swearing.
Tell me how to pronounce my own kid's name.
It's disgusting. What about Waffle? You have guys have a close
Waffle
connection with Waffle
name.
House.
My mom would never go for that, but my dad would.
Especially if 1,000%. You got the lighter colored dog. That's a good.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great name, Waffle. My dad.
Why don't you just go Pancake then? Hey, Pancake.
Ew.
Because it's Waffle House.
Yes. Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Pancakes.
But I mean,
it's a Waffles House. Think of all the things you could do.
Oh my gosh, you get a little doghouse and name it and just
Waffles
put
House
and put a little Waffle House logo on
but
it.
But Waffles, you get the apostrophe S on there.
Oh my gosh.
$1 million idea.
Not Pancake House? There's a Pancake House.
So will you stop with your
pancake
talk?
There is a Pancake House. There is
pancakes
a place
mean nothing to me, Melissa.
Those are international.
I was raised in a Waffle House.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I don't want to go somewhere where that has boysenberry syrup, okay?
You know what? Yeah, stick to the classics.
Remember when they tried to sell burgers for a minute? You think
oh my gosh.
Waffle House would ever try that?
Why don't you?
They wouldn't need to because burgers are already on their menu.
They already have, you like snack wraps. How about naming it Snack Wrap?
They used to have, Waffle House
Snack Wrap is a funny name.
Waffle House used to have a snack wrap. Like it was like a.
I love Melissa being like, arugula is a terrible name. What about snack wrap?
Snack wrap is
I don't
better.
Eat arugula. I eat snack wrap.
Arugula, that's weird. That's a food. Maybe you should name it snack wrap.
Yeah.
Maybe you should name it large french fry.
Arugula, disgusting.
How about chicken
Have you thought about T-bone steak?
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets.
Call it T-bone? How about McFlurry? Or it's always broken.
McFlurry with M&Ms.
Now I'm hungry for ice.
Milkshake.
But you call them McFlurry with M for short.
Milkshake would be a cute one.
Milkshake for a dog?
Yeah, that's actually kind of cute.
What would you call it? See, that's the thing. It's
milkshake.
Like, my first thought is like, yeah, the idea of milkshake is cute for a dog's name. But then like, what do you call him? Like, come here, milkshake.
Yes.
Come here, milkshake.
You call him milkshake.
Too many syllables. You got to be like, milky. Milky. Come here, milky, yes. Milkies.
I don't know.
Shakies. Shakies.
Shakies. Oh, like shaky. The old pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
I never went.
You never went?
No.
I think that was closed in the 80s.
That was a national chain.
Or not 80s.
Right?
I mean the 90s.
Was that a national chain? Because there's some still in
It was, but I don't know how far it spread. Like, I don't know if it was just Midwest.
Started in Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I was going to say, it's got to be California, because there's still a bunch in California.
They exist in California?
Shakey's?
Still?
Yeah.
I thought those all closed down.
No. They sponsor the Dodgers broadcast, TV broadcast.
What?
Yeah. Shakey's.
Oh,
still shaking it.
Wow.
Do they
still have picnic tables on the inside to sit and eat?
I'll be honest with you, Mel. I've never been to a Shakey's once in my life.
Oh.
There was a Shakey's in Columbia, Missouri, but it was an ice cream place.
Mel's so disappointed. She was like connecting with us and she was like, oh my God, I can finally ask all these shaky questions I've had for years.
Mel was looking for our Benji moment that we had on this podcast years ago. Or not years ago, months ago.
Do they still serve my favorite pizza pie, the pepperoni?
Mel, sometimes when I'm lonely, I'll think.
Pepperoni, that's a good dog name. Write it down. Pepperoni with cheese.
That is a cute dog name.
Sometimes when I'm lonely, I'll think about our Benji moment. We connected on a level unlike any other moment in our 4 years of working together.
I know, we did. Too bad we couldn't have done it.
You said Benji, and you just threw it out like a throwaway line, and I...
Stopped you in your tracks.
Stopped me in my tracks.
I know.
That was an incredible moment.
I thought we were going to have a Shakey's moment, but that is making me sad.
The only thing I know about Shakey's is the name and that it's still around in California.
That's all you need to know.
Shakey's. Hardly know he.
Austin.
What?
Grow up.
You loved it.
No, I love one specific kind of joke and we all know it.
What about Shakey for a dog?
That's how this started.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't like it, though.
What?
Is there a fast food place you wouldn't eat?
Why, because it's a food? Arugula?
No, I just don't like
it. It falls in the arugula column?
Is there a fast food place you would name your dog after?
Good
Taco
question.
Bell, you could call her Belle.
Yo Quiero?
Oh, I actually love that. Taco Bell, B-E-L-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't it just be B-E-L-L? Does it have to have an E?
Because then it's just named after... Actual bell. Bell is like spell of the ball. Mm-hmm. That's how you spell bell of the ball.
You could name a dog Pizza Hut. No one out pizza's the hut.
Pizza Hut. Play fetch. Let's play fetch, Pizza Hut.
Come on, Hut.
I loved when they put cheese in their crust. On the outer crust.
Oh, on the outside?
Mm.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever had that.
Little Caesars, if you got a miniature dog.
Little C's.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Just naming ideas.
What's a Little Caesars?
KFC.
Hot and ready?
No, it's... Pizza.
What about KFP, Kentucky Fried Puppy?
Oh, look at that pop. I don't hate it.
I hate it.
I don't hate it. Burger King?
Yeah.
BK?
BK.
Yeah, BK.
What's going to be named it after a car?
A car? Hyundai.
The Santa Fe.
Mazda.
Mazda. Mazda. Did
Volkswagen Bug.
Beetle.
Called Bug.
Hey, Beetle.
Hey, Beetle.
Chevy.
Ford F-150.
Those just do not fit. At first, just saying, oh, name it after a car. You'd think, oh, maybe. And then you start saying them. And
Ram. Ram would be a cute one.
Ram?
Yeah.
Haley and I looked into Chicago names. One name in Burnham.
Well, that makes sense.
Because we're in D.C. at the time. And then.
Like Dave Matthews Poop?
Yeah, that was number one leading candidate. But it was taken already. You know, you can't. You got to be careful.
Yeah, my brother named his kid that.
Because she wouldn't give me, I couldn't name the dog after any Cubs related things.
Oh,
I was really
annoyed. That takes out a big big.
That was when Rizzo was a big cub.
Mary's family has a dog named Wrigley.
Mm-hmm. I was bummed. Oh. I also threw out Addison. Addie.
Ooh.
Addie, you mentioned some of these other towns, though, like Lincoln Park.
Yeah. LP.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
Armitage.
Gold Coast.
We have already talked about if we ever get a second dog.
Wow. Now look who's talking about adding to the family. Which,
guys, don't worry. Wow. Nothing's going on.
Is Haley pregnant?
Yeah. We got a pup on the way. No, it's only if we get a yard. That's the only way she'll get a second dog, which very fair.
That's fair.
We're going to name the dog something DC, and we've talked about naming the dog Potomac and calling the dog Mac, so we have Bernie Mac.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law has two dogs. They got them two right away. One's named Mac.
Twins?
One's named Miller, because my brother-in-law is a big... Yeah, they're both girls, Mac and Miller.
Mm.
And my brother-in-law's a big Mac Miller fan. Rest in peace. So they got Mac and Miller.
Mm.
I would do...
My cousin had a dog growing up named Barney, and then when he got his own dog, he called it Rubbles.
Barney Rubbles.
He has Barney Rubbles.
Oh. What would you guys name if you had two dogs?
I've already said mine.
If I had another... Gosh, I've never even given that any thought. I might steal Piper.
You son of...
I might steal it.
It's all right. I don't want it as a kid name. I told my mom, name the dog that, so we can't name it as a kid name. Yeah. I would name it probably acetaminophen and caffeine.
Oh, God.
What?
Name the dog a headache. But you give me every day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.